boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
You know what today is? Today is National Girlfriend Day, which gets into my head a little too much.
I could have told you that. I kind of regret saying anything to you because I know that poor neighbor man is going to be put through it tonight.
Oh, yes, he is. He's going to be put through the ringer. I already texted him when you told me, as soon as you told
me. I'm surprised you didn't know and that I did.
You know what? You would think it'd be right next to my birthday. It's like perfect days of the year.
Right.
But I texted him and I said, it's National Girlfriend Day, period. You know what to do, period. Here's the thing. I don't even know what to do. So I hope he knows what to do.
I don't know what is, like, it's like a one-sided Valentine's Day or, I don't know.
Yeah, I would be down for flowers, chocolate, a little ice cream tonight.
You know what I saw? I saw this on TikTok two nights ago. Some girl being like, hey, by the way, like 2 days from now, Friday, National Girlfriend Day. And I saw in the comments, somebody said, my man proposed so he could avoid this date and having to do anything.
Because there's probably no fiance day, is there?
I don't, not that I know of. It's like, you got the ring. Shut up.
Well, you better tell him that. Tell him that.
Well, now it's too late. We're already on the day.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
As we all know, the NFL season is just around the corner, and normally I would say, please God help me, my basement will be
manified.
My God. I lose my man every Sunday. It just, normally I'm not excited about it, okay? But I'm willing to look at the bright side if it really does interest me. And somebody caught my attention on TikTok. Her name is Allie Anthony. Two Y's, if you want to look her up. She is a news reporter, actually. And 2 days ago, she started a series that she's calling 36 NFL Athletes in 36 Days. At that point, we were 36 days from the kickoff of the NFL season.
Now, oh, my God, we're that close?
Yeah, right. Well, now today, it's 34 days.
Oh, my God.
So she was like, here's the thing, you guys. I don't care about sports. I want to cover the athletes to follow this season, not necessarily because they're like amazing football players, because what do we know, but because they're like celebrities.
Ooh.
They all have lore. They all have tea. Obviously, we've seen it with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
But why not make it a little more interesting and learn about everybody?
Well, yeah, because your man's team is probably going to play against some other than just Travis Kelce's team.
I want to know. I want to hear these names and be like, wait a minute. I know something about them. I know the tea.
Yeah, when they go, Joe Bob made a touchdown, you're like, oh,
exactly.
He cheated on his wife or whatever it may be.
Well, yeah, I'm honestly, yeah, there's lots of tea. So, for example, she's done two so far. Today's hasn't come out yet as I have researched this. But first day, she covered DK Metcalf, who used to play for the Seahawks. He got traded to the Steelers. Blah, blah. We don't care about
that. No, we don't.
What we care about is that he's engaged to Normani from Fifth Harmony.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, yeah. They are a good-looking couple, these two. He has crazy style. Last year, he went really viral for a specific, you know how they get like all dressed up when they walk into the games?
And then they get the camera, you know, photos. Yeah.
He went viral because he wore this Balenciaga look where his jeans had like stuffed animals all over his pants.
That's cool. I want that.
Is amazing. So that's his lore. They say look out for him, and hopefully we'll see some Normani cameos, maybe with Taylor Swift. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. She covered Xavier Leggett yesterday, and he's like a cowboy, okay? He's from South Carolina. He now plays for the Carolina Panthers, and he leans into his cowboy style like, I'm talking Canadian tuxedo, but Louis Vuitton. Always
That's
has
cool.
a cowboy hat on. When he scored his first NFL touchdown, he like did like a little lasso, like riding a horse situation. People say he's just good vibes.
Okay.
So those are the only two I have so far, but I'm like, I'm locked in. When DK Metcalf is on the screen, I'm going to be like, where's Normani?
Yeah, well, put more Normani on, please.
Fifth Harmony reunion. My man's going to be so sick of me.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I did it. I got rid of those stupid antennas on my boyfriend's face.
Eyebrows.
Okay, but they were you know, sticking up so bad it looked like he had two antennas. He was like a freaking alien, okay?
You know what? I will applaud men for just having that on their face and never caring.
Right? How can you? I could never. I'm always very insecure about my eyebrows. I think that's every woman.
Oh, I go pluck happy. Always.
Oh, exactly. Too much.
Yeah.
But I've been wanting to pluck his eyebrows for so long, honestly, since the day we started dating. So it's been a while. And I put an ultimatum to him.
Oh, snap.
And I said, I'm no longer going to...
What is happening?
I'm no longer going to pop those zits on your back.
Oh.
Until you let me pluck your eyebrows. And he's like, and it was last time when he had a really bad one. And he was like, that's fine. I think I'm going to be good after this. I'm like, oh, honey. You get a bad one about once a week. So he's like, it's just like one pops up every once in a while and they hurt him really badly.
Okay, so he prefers you to do it.
He prefers I pop the zits, okay? And I wanted to stand my ground. I'm not doing that anymore. And good luck. I know you can't reach it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If I do it, I'm plucking the eyebrows. So last night he comes home. He lifts up his shirt. He goes, how bad is it? And I said, that zit's bad. I think it's time. He goes, fine. Get the tweezers. I said,
wow.
Heck yeah. Okay, so let me paint the picture of how I plucked the eyebrows. I had him laying on the bed. I got on top, and I was like, I'm going to pin you down, sir.
Well, you must. Otherwise, they do be running.
Yeah, because he's a baby when I pluck his or pop his zit. He's like, oh, that hurts. Mm-hmm. So I was like, "I this is going to hurt. Do you want me to do tweezers, or would you rather me do the little razor that I know your boyfriend Curly really likes?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, razor sounds dangerous. Actually, it's a better idea. He's like, let's do the tweezers.
Mistake.
A horrible mistake. And then I had scissors, too, because I really want to get those antennas, like, snapped off if I could. I did a couple, you know, plucks, and then one pluck, I was giggling too much that I wasn't really paying attention. I grabbed the skin, and I yanked it.
Oh, God, you're never going to get to do it again.
Yeah, I know, he was bleeding.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I don't think you're supposed to be bleeding when you pluck people's eyebrows. And I go, you're not. So he kicked me off, and he's like, done. Eventually, he let me do the razor because I was like, you look like a doofus right now. Only one eyebrow is done. Mm. Yes, it's bleeding. But the other one, still antennas.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be a returning customer at your salon.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Today, I'd like to talk about second chances at life.
Ooh, God, I need one.
This isn't about you.
Oh, sorry. Go on.
We have a tree out front that we so unfortunately had to talk about how we think it's dead. She got tagged.
Yeah, she's tagged. She's got no, like, all the other trees that the city gave us have, like, leaves on them. She's naked.
She's brittle. She's skinny. She got a pink tag probably over a month ago, which we then looked into, and it means they're going to dig her out and probably replace her with something that was alive. However, life does funny things sometimes and gives a second chance. Our girl out there, she has something growing at the bottom of her. I don't know if it's a new tree sprouting out.
Ooh.
Or if she's confused and the leaves are growing at the bottom. That's kind of what it looks like.
They don't know which end to grow at.
That's what I'm saying. It literally looks like the leaves are just sprouting out at the very bottom. She's thriving.
You can't take her away. She's a new mutation.
I'm saying she's special. So I want to go rip the tag off myself so
Do
we
it.
Can keep her.
Do it.
I'll be right back. I feel very sensitive when it comes to being embarrassed by my car.
Mm.
Because everybody sees it and everybody judges it.
Well, and depending on where you're at, there's usually security cameras, which is always what I'm thinking about. Like, they totally got this on footage. Oh, did I just... You weren't thinking about that, were you?
No. I didn't even think about that. So I embarrassed myself last night. I rushed out of here once we were off the air, and I went to a dance class. And I have to go pretty quickly, otherwise I'm late, and I don't like showing up late. So I'm normally like... scooting out the car, okay? I grab my stuff, I grab my water bottle, and I'm just like gone running into class basically to get on time. And I walk out after the entire class is over. Mind you, it's like an hour and 45 minutes that I'm in there. I walk out and my hazards are flashing on my car. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, I have a key fob. I never take it out of my like fanny pack because I just can put my hand in the the door thingy and it unlocks. I'm like, did I bump a button? Like, there's no alarm going off, thank God. But why are my lights flashing? That's so weird. I walk over and I must have hit my hazards button as I was scrambling to get out of my car to go into class. So my hazards were going off in the parking lot for like 2 hours.
What the?
And nobody, maybe nobody else noticed. I hope that's the case.
I probably just thought it was like a mom dropping their kid off to dance class and right. just had the hazards on, but and mom's not in the car or dad, whoever. Is
nobody
not
was in the car. My labubu is in the car.
Well, the labubu's taking over the car. Maybe that's what they thought. The labubu was hacking the car.
Honestly, that does check out.
It really does. Those things are creepy. I think I'm going to go to, well, down there, hell, a lot sooner than I thought I was going to.
Okay. Go ahead, confess.
I did something so badly yesterday to my parents. Even my boyfriend neighbor man was like, you cannot do this. Oh, this God. Is bad. So he had called me after work and he was like, dude, I really do think our dog Evie is pregnant.
Yeah, because she hasn't been feeling well. No. And now you guys are kind of wondering.
Yeah, he went from on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 thinking she's really pregnant, the first day being a 5, to yesterday being an 8.
Oh, wow.
So that tells you what you need to know. So he tells me all this. And so I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to play a fun little prank.
Oh my God.
I texted with my boyfriend, neighbor man, and my parents in a group chat. And I said, breaking the news before dad hears it on the podcast, because my dad loves to listen to our show on the podcast. But congratulations. There's a chance you two are going to be great grandparents. I put great in capital letters. I thought that would stand
that
out.
That is messed up.
And then my boyfriend, neighbor man, goes, oh my God, don't do that.
That's horrible.
Then my stepmom sends a gif, and it's like a confused face. And I was like, I probably should tell him what's going on. And I said, we think our dog Evie is pregnant. Because then my boyfriend, neighbor man, calls me after. And he's like, you cannot be doing this. Mm-hmm. This is so bad. I said, I didn't mean to scare you. My stepmom goes, all I saw was that we were going to be grandparents. I may have gasped a little bit, but then I saw great grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to heaven.
I'm just saying, don't expect a Christmas card. Don't expect a birthday card.
Don't expect to be sitting next to them in the graves. They've my grave's not next to theirs anymore.
No, you got removed from the plot.
I'm jumping the gun a little too much, okay? We think our dog is pregnant, but we don't even know if she is. We're going to have to wait till August 7th when she has her next doctor's appointment.
Which is going to be the longest, like, week. 6 days ever.
But we're like, totally convinced we think she's pregnant. The pups are on the way. So I go into planning mode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, am I ready to help give birth? Like, do I got to get gloves? We got to get bedding. I started panicking about this last night. And then I started thinking about the pups' futures. I'm like, who's getting a dog?
Because you have enough animals, you cannot now have, like, I don't know how many.
5 to 6 is how much usually comes
yeah,
in the litter.
Yeah, that's probably not responsible to keep all to yourself.
But I am. I want to. Why are you looking
Where
at me?
Where are you going to put all of them?
I don't know. I told my boyfriend, neighbor man, because originally we were thinking of who's going to get a pup, right? Mm-hmm. We're really going into planning mode. We're like, okay, we'll give Taylor an option. I know you probably don't want one, but we'll least let you think about it. Talk to your boyfriend. Come see a pup if you want to. And then he's got a friend. And then I was like, you know what? It breaks my heart knowing that these pups are going to be away from their mom. Obviously, they have to stay with their mom the first couple of weeks, right? But it just breaks my heart. I can't break a family up. Can I have them all? He told me yes, but he's like, I'd love to see you potty train. I'd love to see
I didn't even think about that.
So I think he's only saying yes to see me to prey on my downfall, you know? But I would love to keep them all.
You would lose your actual mind.
I mean, too many dogs.
You already were complaining about Za, your little weenie dog who's got the tiniest bladder in the nation, having to go downstairs at night to let him out. You want to do that for 6
Okay, babies. Maybe I'm just, what is it called when you want a baby really
delusional?
Bad?
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I know I have spent too much time online when I start seeing people body slamming Subway sandwiches.
What?
Why? Why?
What side of TikTok are you on?
That one. People are body slamming Subway sandwiches. And after some research, I found out why. Because I'm like, who? In what world? Why are we doing this? The original was a user who posted with the caption on screen, "My husband fell and his whole body landed on top of his Subway sandwich and it turned it into a flat sandwich." Now, I'm not talking just like squished. It is laminated, okay? Paper thin, like not even in a panini
not
press.
Not the laminate.
It is a laminated sandwich. You have to go look it up because it's like, it's unbelievable. And that's what everybody else is thinking. How the heck did you, number one, how'd you fall on your sandwich? Number two, how did it flatten that sandwich that much? So now the people of TikTok are going to science and they are putting this to the test, seeing if they fall on the sandwich, if they body slam it, if they step on it, if they sit on it. There's a guy who's dropping 60 pound weights from, you know, like hip height. There's people buying hammers and going to Home Depot and getting different tools to flatten their Subway sandwiches. And most of the time, the sandwich kind of pops back up. Because, you know, like bread, you can squish bread, but it's spongy in texture, right? So it kind of like springs back up. So everybody thinks that the originals like faked this really flattened Subway sandwich. But for what reason? I'll never know.
Yeah, why would you fake that? But now I want to go buy a sub sandwich and go try to see if I can flatten it.
I mean, I'll tell you what's going to happen is you're going to squish it and then it's going to spring back up.
I was going to be more insecure if it doesn't.
Well, and that's the other thing. Then nobody needs to feel bad about themselves for that.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I want to talk about being naked because I feel naked. I'm not.
I was like, I'm looking. HR, I'm sorry.
Don't be sick. I'm not. I'm fully clothed. But I feel naked.
Are you not wearing underwear?
No, I am. Okay. Thanks for asking publicly.
Well, that's the only thing I can think of that you're naked. And
you know what's naked? My nails. I have no nails on. And I
that's
feel
way different than the underwear.
It is. It is. Thank God. I am a long nail girly.
Yeah.
I wear press-on nails every day. I have for like years. I couldn't even tell you how long I've had them on. And I popped them off this morning. And I didn't have time to glue new ones on.
Let me see them.
No.
I've always wanted to see your naked nails.
They're like little nubby. They look gross. I didn't even have time to file them or nothing.
What do you mean they look gross? Can
they
you
look
describe?
Like boy nails.
Okay, that's disrespectful.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my God. Sorry. They look like...
You would need a little bit of dirt underneath them.
Well, yeah, they're not long.
You need some dirt underneath them.
I keep them really short because I just glue stuff on top, so there's not even room for dirt.
They don't look like boy nails.
Well,
they look like teenager nails. Like
I feel naked. Maybe. I feel naked, and it's really uncomfortable, and I've had a really hard day. I feel like I can't do anything. I'm insecure to type. I don't want people to look at me.
You sound high maintenance right now.
And you know what? Normally I'm not, but in this way I so am.
We need to get this girl some false nails stat.
Do you know where I can get some?
Well, apparently you need to leave and go get some and come back.
Is that permission? Can I go, please?
Before I get into how I think my neighbor might be a murderer,
mm-hmm.
I should always let you know I don't overlook at the bright side of things.
No.
I always think really dark things sometimes. So... he left like 3 weeks ago on a vacation. I know this because I was like taking the dogs outside and I saw him packing the car up. And I don't know. I thought there was a lot of things in the car.
Oh, that's rich coming from you. Have you seen the inside of your vehicle?
I meant like all the stuff he was packing. It was in a weird, suspicious bins. And I'm like,
okay. Like a coffin?
Not a comp, but like storage bins. I'm like, where are you going? What's in those storage bins?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been 3 weeks. He hasn't been home. We had that really scary night. Storms, you know, sirens going off at 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. He wasn't even home for that. He finally shows up yesterday. He doesn't look like he murdered anyone, but he did bring a girl home. A new one.
Oh.
Not the other one.
Oh.
Well, I apparently pay attention way too much.
There's a lot of tea here.
So I'm like, where were you the last 3 weeks? Now, he could have been on a vacation, right? Maybe people have time to take 3 weeks.
Perhaps.
Not you and I.
No.
But I just think it is odd. He has a new girl, too. Like, where you been and where'd this girl come from?
Okay, you are acting like a crazy ex. That's the role you have stepped into. Do you even know this man's name?
When you say it like that, no. Well,
my boyfriend, where you been? Who is she?
Like, you know what? My boyfriend does know his name, and I can never remember it. But the more you're saying it, you're right. I do sound like a crazy ex. Who's this girl? Why'd you show up there? Where you been the last 3 weeks?
I think you maybe need to evaluate your relationship with him.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
Well, the theme for tonight's trivia question is weddings. Now, before we get into it, the reason why I want to do that is, one, we talked about earlier in the show, honestly, we launched it talking about how I thought last night I was getting proposed to. But I think that every night.
Yes. Of course.
I didn't. But then also this morning on my way to work, I was listening to the Morning Scramble. And I know Jaden and Ben are in since they're out. And they replayed a moment where Claire was talking about how there's a guy who's getting paid. His job that he's kind of just made is being the I object guy. And people who are getting married are hiring him to say I object at the wedding so they can get out of it.
Oh, snap. That is so messy.
And he's fully booked up for the rest of the year.
Oh, my God.
And he pays you. Okay, let's say you and I were getting married. And I decided, I don't want to do this anymore. Actually, it'd probably be you. You decided you didn't want to do it anymore. You would pay him $500. And then when it gets to the port, he would say, I object. I've been the lover of your life. I've missed you so much, Taylor. And then you would run away. That's what he does.
That is incredibly messy.
And apparently every slap he gets, it's like $100.
Woo!
You know people be slapping.
Glasses be throwing and punches be hitting. Oh, my God. I can't imagine.
So that kind of inspired tonight's trivia question. How many women cancel their wedding every year?
Way to have a look on the bright side.
Yikes. I'm trying to see if this is also going to be my career avenue, being an I object girl. I object.
Scary. Okay, you can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
I mean, if the number's high, we might have another career here, Taylor, being an object people.
I do not like confrontation.
She doesn't want to be slapped. She's like, have you seen my face? It's beautiful.
No. No, thank you.
How many women cancel their wedding every year? What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Tonight's trivia question. How many women cancel their wedding every year? What is it?
You know, for somebody that says they're a hopeless romantic, this is pretty messed up.
You know what? I didn't think about it like that. It is kind of messed up.
I guess bringing us all back down to earth.
Well, there's a possibility someone could run.
That's true. That's not your drama talking. Text in your guest, 319.
It took me a second. I was like, oh, you're talking to me. Now I'm the one with the drama.
Yeah, you chose the question. Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. So far, 1101 said 50%. Half of women?
That's a lot.
Is there really that many? Maybe we don't know.
Nothing's happened at any weddings I've been at. I need to be going to juicier weddings.
Well, it could be getting canceled before the wedding happens. You know what I mean?
I also haven't had one of those either.
Nor
well, unless they were like engaged. No, even then, it was me. I was the one who...
And here we are. We've circled back to you.
And my drama.
You didn't have a wedding planned, though.
I didn't have it.
We know. Like, just to be clear, I didn't have it. If anybody was wondering.
No, it wasn't that you weren't invited. I just didn't have one. Moving on.
I was invited to the mess after. Now we're talking about my trauma.
Heather says 2,000 women cancel their wedding every year.
That feels kind of low.
Okay. You complained 50% was too high. Well, now you're complaining 2,000 is too low.
I know everybody says, like, 50% of marriages end in divorce, but they at least get to the altar. 50%, whatever. I don't know. 2,000 feels kind of low.
If you feel like you might run on your wedding day, please invite those girls. We're going to sit in the back. We'll sit in the back. We're eat popcorn the whole time.
I'll cheer you on. I'll carry your train if you're running.
Jesus, Taylor.
Just to say, I'll
comfort
part of
the groom. I'm kidding. That was a joke.
All right.
That was a joke. I got a boyfriend.
9008. He's returning that ring real quick. 9008 said 10,000 women canceled their wedding. That's a lot.
Sorry,
I don't know anymore.
I'm still laughing at the other thing.
What?
I was joking. I'm not going to comfort whoever got left at the altar.
That you would jump on that opportunity. Like, I haven't had my wedding, so now this is my wedding.
You want to marry me?
You look like you have been left alone.
Let's just do it, because I'm going to want to get married.
You do, I do, we do. We're both here.
Somebody has left the room, and we don't care.
I'm just saying, it sounds like it's a little realistic.
How many women have canceled their wedding every year? How many women cancel their wedding every year?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up after Ed Sheeran.
Will I be on the list?
What?
Women who cancel their weddings. I was once.
Oh, I thought you meant like the do not invite list.
Honey, I'm on so many of
those.
You're
groom stealing.
And I'm on. No, it's not just that. I'm just annoying. There's so many people who don't want me.
Sad. Jeez.
They're like, we're not inviting her. She's annoying.
Okay.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on
Z102.9. Question tonight, how many women cancel their wedding every year? What is it?
The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
I don't mean to make you panic or stress or any of those things, but 25,000 women cancel their wedding every year.
That's insane. I want to know...
25,000?
Yeah, I'm like, what is the most popular stage? You know what I mean?
At what point, yeah.
Yeah, like, did the wedding planning just start and things fell through?
Let's start with, were you just engaged?
Well, then I don't think that's wedding. That doesn't count.
Well,
there has to be some sort of wedding planned.
Okay.
Planning.
Okay.
Like 6 months out. Did you have the dress?
That's what I was going to say. The venue. Oh, my God. Imagine the cancellation.
The caterer.
The cake. If you cancel, then you had the cake. Send it to those girls.
Oh, yeah. I'll take some of the chicken and the pork loin, too. That's probably you're locked into.
Yeah. You know, we don't mean to be on, you know, prey on your downfall, and that's not what we're doing. But if you are going to cancel it and it's going to go to waste, those girls will totally take it off.
I love wedding cake. Sorry.
The wedding cake. We'll take champagne, too. We don't mean to be greedy.
Are we sounding a little greedy?
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.